The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Donovan West High School here in Highland, Kansas. We're getting set for the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening. It's the guys' turn. And as we get started, the ball goes up and the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Valley Falls, and we are underway. Dragons working across the gym away from our perch here at the end line. Donovan West in the traveling black uniforms with gold outlined letters and trim. Now the ball is going to be loose. It's rolling on the floor, and it's going to be picked up. Did they save it in bounds? They did. It's going to go to Donovan West. Starters for Donovan West and head coach Dave Johnson are Cooper Eberle and Coulter Peterson. Michael Albers, Hudson Penny, and Brody Jeske. You've got two freshmen, two sophomores, and a senior. Here's a layup. It's up underneath, and it won't go in. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Valley Falls out there for the Dragons. And head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, Hayden Kearney, and Carter Pickerel. You're going to find Zach Evans, Thayer Coleman, and John Brakes. And here's a shot. It's going to be up, and it's going to be good. Count that bucket for Zach. No, count that bucket for Carter. Carter Pickerel gets the first points of the ballgame. 2-0, Valley in front. Valley falls with that early lead. Here's the feed all the way to the baseline. The scoop pass is going to go over to the left, and now they'll kick it back out on top, just inside the three-point ring, driving into the lane, trying to get through two defenders where he can't. Now he'll dump it over to the right side, shot up from the baseline, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Valley Falls coming up with it, Zach Evans. Zach takes it down the left side, Hayden. Kearney works all the way to the baseline, brings it back over to the left wing. Evans will have it, feeds down low, trying to lob it into John Frakes, but it's going to be a little bit long, a little bit out of his reach. Out of bounds it goes back to D. West. 6:25 to go in this opening quarter. 2-0, Valley Falls in front. Valley Falls has maybe a little bit of a height advantage, probably a little bit of experience advantage. Here's a long three from the left side. It's up and too strong, and the rebound cleared away by Hayden. Kearney will pull it down. He'll outlet it up the court, driving into the lane. The shot goes up, and we're going to get a blocking foul. The whistle on Donovan West is going to be singled out for Brody. Yep, it's going to be Brody Jeske picking up his first foul. And Valley will be putting it in play from the baseline. 2 minutes into the game, 2-0. Dragons in front. They'll feed it over to the right side of the lane now. John Frakes, he is a tall guy. They'll dump it down to the baseline. Again, work back to the right side. Valley just got everybody overloading the right side, and now they'll sneak one across from the other direction, and the shot is up, hangs on the front lip of the rim, but falls away, no good. D. West coming the other way with it. Here comes Cooper. Cooper Eberle will bring it down, and Donovan West is going to have it slapped out of bounds under the baseline, slapped away by Zach Evans. He tried to sell the official that it was, that it had gone off the D. West player, but the official, he was not buying what Zach was selling, and D. West is going to have it back in play. They'll swing it around to the left. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 2-0 game. A little bit of a head fake. Nobody bites on it. Comes out on top. Donovan West swings it over to the left side. A low pass picked up off the ground, basically off the floor by Eberle. And around to the left side it goes. Little hook back over to the left. Shaking one way, shaking the other way. Skip pass comes out on top. And back around to the left side it goes. 5 minutes of play in the opening quarter. D. West is showing extreme patience. And that's probably the smart play for them. Again, the less experienced team, got to be patient. Got to get the right shot. Here's a three. Launches off the rim. Won't go down. And a rebound. Cleared away by Frank. Here comes Valley Falls. Valley Falls fast. They're going to transition. They're going to take this thing all the way to the other end of the floor. Go coast to coast. Spin it back out on the high post. Dish it over to the baseline left. Thinking about the three, then not. Zach Evans will take it. Left-hand dribble. Drives to low. Plays off the screen. But the defender does a good job of sliding in between and covering him up. Good job by Hudson Penny. Now into the lane. Zach puts up the shot. Gets it off the window. But they're going to say, no, it's an offensive foul. So Zach Evans will pick up his first foul. It'll be the first foul by the Dragons. And with 4:29 to go in the first quarter, it is still only 2-0. Valley Falls in front. Valley's going to come all the way down the court. They will set up their defense and pick it up around the top of the key. D. West will swing it over to the right side, deep in the corner, and that's where the three is going to be launched and scored. For Donovan West, that is Hudson Penny giving them a lead. It is 3-2, D. West. And a runner on the other end, and right back up and in goes Zach Evans, and right back in front goes the Dragons. 4-3, Valley Falls. We are at 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Cutting into the lane, changing hands, the shot goes up, not in. But a Valley Falls foul on Thayer Coleman. Coleman picking up foul number one. Team foul two. At the line, Coulter Peterson. Coulter, a freshman for Donovan West. Free throw is up. Rolls it in. So, the game is tied again now at four. Coulter Peterson. We have no heights out here. Coulter, not the biggest guy on the floor. He's 5'6", maybe, something like that. Second free throw. Perfect. So Coulter will hit them both. And back in front again go the Mustangs. It is 5-4 D. West. This is where 3:50 to play in the opening quarter. A little underhand scoop pass is going to come out on top, trying to take it down the left side. It's going to be Zach Evans. Now the three-point shot by the Dragons, no good. And a rebound again to Donovan West. Eberle coming up with the ball, quickly back down the left side. Hudson Penny now out on top. Eberle, he goes three. Perfect! Eberle drains one from outside, and that will bring a timeout from Coach Gatzmeyer. We're taking a break here in Highland at 3:29 to go. In the opening quarter, it is Donovan West 8, Valley Falls 4.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Coming out of the timeout, here come the Dragons. 8-4, Donovan West in front. In front of a nice crowd. The feed at the baseline is going to be a little bit out of the reach of Zach Evans. It'll get away out of bounds, and D. West will come back up court with the basketball. Again, Donovan West in the home whites with orange and black, and the big block letters, D. West, across the front of the jersey. Mustangs will kick it over to the left side, right in front of the Dragon bench. Skip pass right. Oh, that's beautiful movement of the ball, and the shot up and good. And what you're seeing from Donovan West is patience and shots finishing. That has pushed them now to a 10-4 lead. And we're going to get a foul and a couple of free throws coming up here for Valley Falls. For Donovan West, this foul is a problem. It is a second team foul. That's not really the problem. The problem is both of those fouls are on Brody Jeschke. Brody, the only senior on the floor. Matter of fact, the only senior on the roster for Donovan West. Donovan West has a senior, two sophomores, six freshmen. Second free throw. Got them both. So Zach Evans has four on one field goal and a pair of free throws. It is 10-6. 2:40 to play in the first quarter. Driving inside. Here's a shot up and a great head fake by Colter Peterson. He got his defender way out of position and way off his feet. And you're going to get Colter back to the free throw line. He's 2-2 from there already. Free throw. Perfect. Colter with a just a smooth, smooth shot. And by the way, just to update the paperwork, the Valley Falls foul is going to be on Grant Meyer. Second free throw is not going to go in, but we're going to get a Donovan West rebound. 11-6. Here's a three-point shot. Up, no good. And this time the board cleared away by Valley Falls. Dragons taking it into the forecourt with inside 2.5 to go. Opening quarter, little backdoor pass, and the layup is going to be out the window and good. Big opening quarter now for Zach Evans. It is 11-8, and we're at the 2:15 mark of the first. Three-point shot, D. West, off the rim, once, twice, no. Rebound, pull back down, Mustangs. In a little traffic, needing some help, it's going to be lobbed out on top. Donovan West will control the ball down. Back over to the left side of the lane, trying to back in is going to be Penny, brings it off on top, Eberle. Looks into the middle, finds no room, now going to rotate it, reverse it back around the other direction. Here's the feed, the turnaround shot's a little too soft. And this time, Valley Falls and John Franks is going to sweep down the board. Flying to the other end is going to be Kearney. Hayden has it batted away from behind, but it's going to be recovered for Valley Falls. Now it's on the floor, tied up, taken away from Zach Evans. Now Zach will reach in and tie the ball up once again. With a minute and a half to go, first quarter. Ball is going to come in from deep in the backcourt for Donovan West. And now, let's see, Valley Falls applies some full court pressure. Dragons trailing in the ball game, 11-8. Beautiful fast break and then mishandling the ball just a little bit. That was perfectly run. But that's what I talked about a moment ago. Not the finish that they needed to score the bucket. A minute 15 to go, first quarter. Working a ball around top side. It's going to be Hayden Carney. Swings it way wide left. Now, Franks will flash to the high post, kicks it back over to Evans. He'll go three, hit three. The three-point bucket, Zach Evans, and he is doing all the damage for Valley Falls. That ties the game at 11, inside a minute to play, opening quarter. The feed across, the shot is going to be up and way too strong, and a rebound cleared away. Here comes Valley Falls. Dragons on a run now. The feed down the left side of the lane. The shot from in the middle, no good. Rebound, Donovan West. Cooper Eberle will clear it away. And with a half a minute to go in the first quarter, and the game tied at 11, Donovan West is going to slow this thing down a little bit. Taking a look back at head coach David Johnson, you can see clearly he wants a final shot by his team here in the first quarter. 18 seconds left in the first. Valley Falls is going to extend its player defense a little bit just to try to force something to happen. And now we're going to have an illegal screen. And that, for Donovan West, is a huge problem. That'll be the third foul for Brode here in the opening quarter. The lone senior on the roster has to come out of the game. D. West will make a substitution. But right now, Valley Falls is going to take a lead at the end of the quarter. 5 seconds. Into the forecourt, 3 seconds. Driving right, bunny hop. Shot up, no. Contact and a traveling call. There's bodies on the floor, but the official says before the contact, a travel by Valley Falls. Possession arrow D. West. Now, Donovan West would have hoped to save this possession to begin the second quarter, but that's not going to happen. Donovan West will be on defense Valley Falls will be putting into play when we return. First quarter in the book. Doesn't get any closer than this. Dragons and Mustangs. We're tied at 11.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Be back with us here in Highland, Kansas. We are going to go to the second quarter. It's an 11-11 ball game. Pretty good one between Donovan West and Valley Falls. Recapping the scoring for you for the Mustangs. 3 points for Eberle, 3 points for Peterson, 3 points for Penny, and Albers with a couple for Valley Falls. It's pretty well concentrated to Zach Evans. He's got 9 of the team's 11 points. Carter Pickerel has the other 2. It's Valley Falls basketball. We're underway in the second quarter. Welcome back. The ball gets away a little bit from Valley Falls. Back out on top. It's going to come. Now between the circles, here's Hayden Kearney. Now a little back and forth swing of the basketball action by Zach Evans. It's going to be stolen away from him. Donovan West coming up the court. Penny will bring it down. Go all the way coast to coast, and then the layup won't go in. Rebound at Valley Falls. Donovan West hustling here tonight, and there's a travel as Valley Falls comes down the left side. There was a stop, and then an additional step taken. Back up with those. Here come the Mustangs. Baseline 3, in and out, no. Valley coming down with a rebound. Frakes again. Frakes, tallest guy on the court. Just a dominant figure out there for Valley Falls. He'll play it up at the high post, take that pass there. Swings it over to the left, then steps left to set up the screen. They can't get played off of, so Frakes will drop down the lane toward the rim. Valley Falls is going to work it back up on top. 6:50 to go in the half. It is still 11-11. Dragons, nice little 360 spin, and then in anticipation of the pass that was headed in the middle for Frakes, it is going to be stepped in front of and stolen away. Hudson Penny doing a great job. Pass comes out on top. Donovan West to run their offense. Penny will go to the baseline. This time off the window, a little too strong again. And a rebound again of Valley Falls and Zach Evans. 6.5 to go in the half. Underhand shot on the other end. It's up. It's good. And a plus one. Gonna count the bucket. It'll be the first foul of the game by Cooper Eberle, and an opportunity at a conventional three-point play here as Hayden Kearney has his first points of the game, putting Valley Falls in front for the first time since the opening minutes. Having hit the bucket, Hayden Kearney puts a free throw up, wide left, and rebound taken down by the Mustangs. It is 13-11 Valley Falls. D. West takes it down the left side of the lane. Back out top it goes. They'll cross into the middle. Dump it over just outside the block. No shot there. Driving in. This follow shot. No. Tipped up. Yes. The bucket for Donovan West. And Michael will put it in. Michael Albers. 13-13. This contest has been very, very closely played. Inside the lane, a spinning shot is up, and looks like Zach Evans is able to draw the defensive foul, and he's going to earn a couple of free throws out of it, and that will be now the second foul by Cooper Eberle. For Donovan West, their senior, Brody Jeschke, is already in trouble with 3 fouls. The first free throw is up and good, and Evans getting his 10th point already tonight, puts Valley back in front by 1 at 14-13. One more free throw coming up here. Coach Katzmeyer is going to bring John Frakes out of the game as the second free throw is airborne, and he'll get them both. 11 for Evans. It is 15-13 Valley. 5:45 and rolling along here in the second quarter. Donovan West right in front of the Valley Falls bench with the basketball. Now they'll kick it over to the left side. Driving it off on top. It's batted away. It's loose on the floor. It's rolling around, and it looks like the Kansas City Chiefs recovering the fumble in overtime as they're diving on that basketball. It is going to be possession, as they're calling it, a jump ball possession back to D. West. 5.5 to go in the half. Eberle looks in. Now a little look away pass to Peterson. The ball batted away, and it's going to come back again to Donovan West. Putting it in play, Hudson Benny. Hudson, the sophomore. Needing some help, he's going to go way upstairs. Coulter Peterson. Donovan West with the ball, 5:15 to play in the half. Valley Falls leading by two, 15-13, relatively low scoring here. The pass comes off on top, stepping back, looking to three, perfect for Cooper Eberle, his second three, and back in front goes D. West, 16-15. We're rolling along here with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the opening half. Top side with it for Valley is going to be Hayden Kearney. Looking into the, looks like a D. West zone, that's what it's going to be, a 1-3-1 zone at that. We're going to baseline for Donovan West is going to be Eberle. Out on top, Donovan West is playing Isaac Idle, another freshman at the point. And here's an underhand shot, and it is preceded by a travel. Valley Falls is going to turn it over. And off that Valley Falls turnover, Coach Gansmeyer is going to have a conversation with his team. We're going to take a timeout. Just a little break. We're down to 4.5 minutes to go in the first half of the guys' game. It is Donovan West 16, Valley Falls 15.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, here comes Donovan West into the forecourt. Long cross-court pass left. Another three. They've hit these and hit another one. How about that? Coulter Peterson. Picking up his first three of the game. He's 3 out of 4 at the free throw line and now has 6 points. 19-15. Donovan West. We are midpoint of the second quarter. The shot from in the middle of the lane is up and too soft. Offensive rebound. Here's a three from the top. Off the mark. Rebound is on the floor. And the official is going to say, touching the baseline with the ball. Valley Falls, it'll come back again to the Mustangs. 3:50 to go in the half. Eberle brings it in. Peterson will bring it up. He'll indicate the offensive set with the left hand. Dribble with the right hand. Dish it into the corner. Cutting into the side of the lane. The shot goes up and under and in. Hudson Penny is now 21-15. Valley Falls trails it by a half a dozen with 3.5 to go, second quarter. Donovan West coming into the ballgame tonight. They've played a bunch of games. They haven't had tons of success, but I don't know why not, as well as they're playing tonight. Here's Zach Evans for two, 21-17. Donovan West coming in at 0-5. Valley Falls coming in at 3-1. Mustangs with the basketball. Scooted across, and a backdoor layup is up and good. Coulter Peterson. He's got 8 now, and we're going to get another Valley Falls timeout. Coach Gansmeyer wanting to have a full timeout conversation with his guys. Gives me a chance to remind you that we hope you're enjoying high school hoops here tonight on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Timeout on the court, 2:56 to go in the half. It is Jonathan West 23, Valley Falls 17.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Coming out of the timeout, it will be Valley Falls basketball at midcourt. They trail Donovan West here in Highland, Kansas, 23-17 with 2:50 now to play in the first half. Here's a three, up and missing, and a rebound down to D. West. So for Valley Falls, from the outside, they hit a three-point shot. Zach Evans scored one in the opening quarter. The Mustangs have been very good from the perimeter. They've just done an outstanding job handling the ball. Again, I'm trying to figure out how they come into the game at 0-5. They're just better than that. Here's a three from the outside. That one will not go in, but a long offensive rebound. And a backdoor layup is up and good. Jonathan West and Michael Albers has a half dozen. 25-17, the largest lead of the game for the Mustangs. They're up 8 with 2:05 to go in the first half. They'll swing it down to the baseline right. The pass in the middle, stolen by Donovan West. Mustangs up the floor. Here comes Eberle. He'll bring it on top. Swings it over to the left side of Penny. Hudson dumps it back over to Peterson. He cuts into the lane. Puts a layup up. Doesn't get it to fall. It rolls all the way around the rim. He had a really good look at it. And a rebound back to Valley Falls. They'll come down. Shoot. Miss. Rebound. Pulled back down by D. West. These two teams now running up and down the court. The ball is loose on the floor, rolling around, and it's going to be picked up by Valley. The breakaway layup is going to be good. Evans with the bucket. He has been the offense for Valley Falls tonight. It's 25-19. We're down to 1:20 to go in the half. Mustangs with the ball, dump it over to the left side. Here's another long, long three, and it's good! From way out on the left wing, right in front of the Valley bench, the third three of the game by Cooper Eberle. 28-19, Mustangs by 9, and we've got 1 minute to go, second quarter. Little feet across to the baseline right, a big collision, offensive foul, Valley Falls. Coming off the bottom of that and picking up his first foul of the game is going to be Carter Pickerel. Fouls for Donovan West, there have been 5, 3 on Brody Jeschke and 2 on Cooper Eberle. For Valley Falls, 4, 1 each on 4 different guys. And we're in the last minute of the half. Donovan West with an opportunity at a double-digit halftime lead. Now they're going to slow it up, spread it out, 45 seconds and rolling. And heels in the center circle by Cooper Eberle. And Donovan West is going to throw it to the edge and throw it away. Big break there for Valley Falls to not find themselves trailing double figures, perhaps, at halftime. Into the game for the Mustangs for the first time tonight is going to be another freshman, Hayden Paolino. And now Valley Falls, a simple cross-court pass, just sails it into the band. Here comes Donovan West. 32 seconds left in the first half. Leading it by 9. They're going to walk it up the floor and be met across the timeline for the Valley Falls defense. Thayer Coleman is going to pick it up as they come across. The ball rolls around to the right side. Peterson gets bumped and gets fouled, and it is going to be a foul on Valley Falls. Thayer Coleman will have his second. And team fouls now are even at 5 each. Inbound it comes. Jonathan West will take it in the backcourt. Back across the line. Reestablish the forecourt. 15 seconds left in the half. Taking it down the left side. There was an avenue all the way to the rim that I don't think Derek Coleman saw. Or rather, I don't think that D. West saw, and they're going to say stepping out of bounds down to the baseline. It'll come back in to get to Valley. So for the Dragons, they got to go the length of the court. They've got 5.1 to make it happen. You'd think D. West had pressure a little bit just to force them to put the ball on the floor. And here it comes. Hayden Carney starts left, cuts right. Now he's just going to fire up a half, just across half-court shot that's not even close. We've come to halftime in Highland. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you, boys high school basketball. It is Donovan West 28, Valley Falls 19.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good to have you back with us here in Highland, Kansas. Halftime of the guys' game, 28-19. Donovan West in front. Recap of the scoring for you for Valley Falls. The scoring has been pretty simple and pretty centralized. 15 of their 19 points belong to Zach Evans. Two apiece for Hayden Carney and Carter Pickerel. For Donovan West, much greater balance is Cooper Eberle with 9, Colter Peterson with 8, half a dozen for Michael Albers and Hudson Penny with 5. Foul trouble? Well, there is some for Donovan West. It's Brody Chesky in a little trouble. He's got 3. Stick around. Second half coming up live here on K Radio. But right now, it's going to take a bit of a break with the intermission score in Highland. D. West 28, Valley Falls 19. Back we go to Joseph. He's the man with, listen to that music. You know he's got a festive halftime for you.
You already
Atchison
know.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high.
Professional and reliable.
Yeah, 7, work.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
When you visit one of the 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces.
That's because at USB, community is everything. They live, work, and play where you do. So you're seeing them at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing their kids on the park playground. USB employees believe they're stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why they hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why they love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball as Valley Falls is taking on Donovan West. We'll be returning to the game in just a few minutes. I did want to mention that coming up tomorrow evening, we've got Horton at ACCHS. Girls will take to the court right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. I'll be back in just a moment.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
It's a quiet night in northeastern Kansas. The games that are in progress are not reporting on Twitter or Facebook this evening for some reason. It appears to be just a night to enjoy the basketball games that you're at and not necessarily report them. Taking a look at NFL news, we are currently in week 15 of 18. The Los Angeles Rams and Green Bay Packers are meeting up right now with 4 minutes and 26 seconds left in the second quarter. It is currently all knotted up at 3 apiece. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Our Candy Cane Cash Christmas promotion is all wrapped up. Winning the $500 cash prize this year, Jeffrey Ansel of Atchison. Jeffrey was pretty excited when he heard the news.
I was kind of just screaming the whole time. Everybody else couldn't believe it.
Congratulations, Jeffrey, and thank you to our outstanding sponsors who hosted sign-up events this year. Jock's Niche, High Voltage Bar and Dance, Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique, Alps, Skyway Vapes, AFA Advisors, DQ Grill and Chill, and Taco John's.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until noon Saturday. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Friday night. 16 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the north 8 to 15 miles an hour. 23 tomorrow, cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 35 degrees outside. We've got a feels like temperature of 35. The wind has definitely died down. It's coming at 1 mile per hour out of the east northeast. The relative humidity 85%. The dew point 31 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.33 inches of mercury. Again, to reiterate, there will be a winter storm coming in Wednesday night. It'll be duration of at least Thursday day into Thursday night. We have a chance of snow, and then snow and patchy blowing snow Wednesday night, Thursday. We've got a 90% probability of heavy snow and blowing snow. And Thursday night, we've got patchy blowing snow, and it will be blustery. Now, we're going to take a real quick message and head back to Tom Couts courtside.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again here to Highland, Kansas, and we are just getting underway in the second half. Dragons put the ball in play, and there's a quick foul and a free throw. No, I don't think that John Briggs expected as he hits it off the window and puts it in. He's got one more shot coming up here. That was the first foul of the game by Michael Albers. Second free throw is not going to be good. D. West is going to rebound it down. It is 28-20. Donovan West with the ball and with the lead. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. What a great job, Joseph. Thank you very much. With a dearth of scores, here's a three. In, out, no. Offensive rebound. Saved and brought back out on top. Donovan West will keep it alive. Feeds again to the back door, and again there's a layup underneath by Michael Albers. They have run that play, and I don't even think it's a play that they've run. Here's a driving shot on the other end for Valley Falls by Zach Evans, and now he's at 17. 30-22. A minute gone in the third quarter. I don't even think that's a play that is being run so much by Donovan West as it's an opportunity that they find is available and open to them. Now the shot is up by D. West. It won't go in. Valley Falls coming up with the basketball. Dragons will take it all the way to the baseline. A falling away shot is up and good for two. And that's the fourth point of the game for Hayden Kearney. And it's 30-24. Quickly as that, Valley Falls right back in this thing. It's a two-possession game. 6.5 to play in the third. Mustang swing it over to the left wing. Way up high, now deep to the baseline. Stepping inside the circle, cutting into the lane. The ball is going to be stripped away from behind, but it's rescued. Nicely done by Peterson. Peterson is going to dump it over to Hudson Penny. 30-24. D. West. Now the pass down the baseline. Is lost. Saved. Jump shot. No. Offensive board. Followed up. Yes. Donovan West does such a great job at getting that put back. That's the first bucket by Brody Jeschke. 32-24. And we go inside 6 to play in the third quarter. D. West, left side, is a collision and an offensive foul. What an outstanding job of anticipating where the player was going, drawing the foul, and really putting himself in some jeopardy because Brody Jeschke stood in. He's got three fouls. That could have, if it had gone the other way, would have been dire consequence. But instead, it'll be the second foul of the game by Carter Pickerell. Team fouls are even at one here in the third quarter. 5:45 to go, 32-24. Donovan West at home in front. Mustangs work around the outside, feed it off on top, all the way to the right corner, back out toward the top they come. At the point, they'll swing it to the elbow. Back inside they come. Very good, very crisp movement of the ball, precise passing, executing the offense the way they wanted to. The drive to the free throw line, back out, it'll come to the right. Now the cutter to baseline, couldn't get the shot away, so brings it back out on top. That's a smart play. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's an uncontested three. It's going to be too strong. And a Valley Falls rebound. Back up the floor. Kearney. Tatum will fly into the forecourt. Kick it off on top of the top of the key, getting it to Zach Evans. Zach has just been fantastic tonight. Now they'll trap the ball into the baseline. They'll lob it out on top. Evans goes in about three steps later, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, follows it up, and in plus one. Zach Evans with 19 points and a plus one. That'll be the third foul tonight by Cooper Eberle for Donovan West. Second foul of the second half for the Mustangs. The free throw is also good. The Valley Falls has come out an inspired team here in the second half. I'm sure that Coach Gatzmeyer had words of wisdom and encouragement for the young guys. Here's a drive across. Skip pass over to the left side. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. The kick back. The three, short this time. The long rebound, pull back down. D. West, jump shot, no. Donovan West has cooled down. They were red hot early in the game. Now Valley Falls looking to take advantage of them not getting everything to fall. Here's a nice move. The drive to the baseline is up and good. That's four for Carter Pickerel. 32-29. That 9-point lead has been cut to three, and we're going to see a Valley Falls timeout. All right, Donovan West timeout. Taking a break with the Mustangs at 4:03 to go in the third. D. West, 32, Valley Falls, 29.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We're not quite ready, Joseph and I, to call it quits with high school basketball for the calendar year and for the first semester, because we're going to get one more night of this tomorrow night, as we're going to have high school hoops here on Care Radio from Effingham, Kansas. Here's a bounce pass in the middle. It's going to be tied up and jump ball called possession going back to Donovan West. It's going to be Horton at ECCHS tomorrow night on Care. We'll be in Effingham bringing you those two games. Ladies game first, probably 6 o'clock or so. Talking to athletic director Wallace, and he says, yeah, probably something like that. So we'll be there for it. Here's a three-point shot. No. And another rebound pulled down by Valley Falls and John Frakes. An opportunity for Valley Falls to tie the game. Trying to back in. The defense will cut it off, and it'll come back out on top. Caden Carney works to the left side, gets there to Zach Evans. Zach has been the do-it-all guy for this team. Here's Frakes with it, kicks it back. Zach goes in, and that a charge? Yes. Well done again by Cooper Eberle. He'll stand his ground, and Zach Evans, trying to knife through the defense, will pick up his second foul of the game. Team fouls even at two apiece here in the third quarter. Inside 3 minutes of play in the third, 32-29. Donovan West still hanging on to the lead. They're trying to fend off this surge. That three-point shot is high, but won't go in. And on the rebound, we will have a foul by Donovan West. The whistle's going to be on. Wait a minute. Who are we going to have it on? The officials are going to talk about this minute, because he indicated zero. Well, there's no zero for Donovan. There's a zero for Valley Falls. And now he's going to come over to the scores table. And let's see what this is going to be all about. It is going to be on Hudson. We're going to make an 11, Hudson Penny. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Still a 32-29 lead for D. West. Jump shot from the left side. Up, nope. Rebound, Mustangs. Here's a baseball pass up the floor, taken in front of the scorer's table by Penny. He'll touch it off on top. Jeske over to the left side. Now it's going to be Peterson. He looks to the middle, finds somebody there, brings it back out to the top of the key. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Still a three-point lead for Donovan West as they work the perimeter. Here's an all-alone shot from the top for three. No. And Donovan West has really grown cold. Now flying down the court is going to be Evans. He is hot, but his shot is going to be soft. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Donovan West. Inside 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Now going into the lane, we've got a collision. They're going to call an offensive foul going the other way. This one is going to be the fourth foul of the game for Jeske. Now, if you're head coach David Johnson, you take him out right away? Sure you do. So Jeske will come out of the game, and returning is a young man who got a bit of time in the first half. Isaac Idle, another Donovan West freshman. The pass down to the baseline is on the floor, stolen. Here come the Mustangs. Skip pass down the right side. The drive all the way to the baseline. The pull-up shot for two misses. And another Valley Falls rebound. Donovan West can hit nothing right now. Back the other way. Here's a runner. It's up, no good. And a blocking foul is going to be on Hudson Penny. He will have quickly picked up his second, his team's fifth foul of the second half. And looking to add to his 20 points already tonight, Zach Evans coming to the line for a couple of free throws. That one will fail. One more shot coming up here for Zach. A minute 34 left, third quarter. Evans looks this one over, and it'll roll and bump around and go in. 32-30. Inside a minute and a half to go, third quarter. For Donovan West, his third quarter cannot end quickly enough. Now the pass is going to be kicked. Valley Falls has outscored Donovan West 13-4 here in the third. For D. West, Jeske and Albers each with a two-point bucket, and that is all they've been able to muster since halftime. The drive across, the skip to the block. It's mishandled, thrown away, and out of bounds it goes. Trying to skip it to Michael Albers, but it was apparently something he couldn't quite get a handle on. And again, D. West will turn it over. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. A chance to tie or with a long shot take a lead for the Dragons. And it's going to be stolen by D. West. Now the ball's on the floor, it's rolling around, and finally we get a whistle. Let's see where it's going to go. He calls it on 10, but I don't know which 10. Both teams have a 10. And now the players are kind of looking at the officials, which way are we going? And it's going to be on Zach Evans. So for Valley Falls, it'll be Zach's third foul of the game. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Mustangs with the ball. They'll dish it deep into the right corner in front of the Donovan West pep band over here. 35 seconds left, third quarter. D. West going to again look for that final shot. They want to preserve that lead and have the lead going into the fourth quarter. And instead, the cross-court pass is stolen. Here's Zach Evans. Finger rolls and ties it. Zach Evans, two more points, 32-32. And now for Donovan West, can they hold onto the ball long enough to get a shot away? 11 seconds left in the third quarter. 8 seconds. They go to the left side. Back off on top it comes to Peterson. And he's going to turn it over. The shot at the buzzer for three. No. We'll go to the fourth. Deadlock. The score here in Highland, Kansas. Donovan West 32, Valley Falls 32.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
The third quarter was about as good for Valley Falls as the second quarter was for Donovan West. In the third quarter, Valley Falls outscored the Mustangs 13-4, and it continued to be propelled by phenomenal shooting for Zach Evans. He's now at 23 points. Leading the way for Donovan West, still Cooper Eberle. He did not score in the third quarter, has 9, but both Colter Peterson and Michael Albers have 8. Welcome back here to Highland, Kansas. This should be a great fourth quarter. Each team has got players in a little bit of foul trouble. Donovan West, 4 on Brody Jeske and 3 on Cooper Eberle. Valley Falls, Zach Evans with 3. We're underway in the fourth. The feed will go to the block. The falling away shot misses. The offensive rebound is put back up and in. And for Valley Falls, how about that? The first points of the game for Thayer Coleman give them a lead that they haven't had since the opening moments of the game. 34-32. 7:35 to go. Here's a 3 on the other end. That's air ball short. And Donovan West may be running out of gas a little bit here. Here come the Dragons, leading it by a pair. They now have the ball. They've got all the momentum. The feed off the block. The shot is going to go up, and it won't go in. An offensive rebound in the lane. Valley's going to bring it back out on top. 7 minutes to play. The feed to the free throw line. Back to the rim. It'll just back over again to the left side to Coleman. Valley Falls is moving the ball around a little bit. Here's where they want it. Feed it left. Frakes goes up underneath. Doesn't get it. Gets his own rebound and is able to put it up and in. And the thing is, John Frakes again. Bigger, taller, stronger than probably anyone on the floor out there. Taking advantage of that, Valley Falls has put together its biggest lead of the game. We'll be back. Time out of the court, 6:45 to go in the game. Valley, 36, D. West, 32.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Minutes and 45 seconds to play in the guys' game, opening game of the night. Win by Donovan West. The question is, will it be a Mustang sweep or will it be a split? Valley Falls has come from behind in this one, trailing by as many as 9 points when they went into the locker room at halftime, down 28-19. But a big third quarter has allowed him to take a lead here in the fourth. Valley Falls putting him, or rather, Donovan West putting it in play. We're back underway here in Highland. At 6.5 to go, and the ball is going to be taken away. And he couldn't hang on to it. It's stolen, and now up the floor. Can D. West save it? They did. What a great bit of hustle down there by Michael Albers. And Donovan West getting a little wild now. Just needs to take a breath. Here goes the left side. You got Colter Peterson passed into the middle, bodies are on the floor, and we're going to get another offensive foul called. This time it's going to be on Colter, his first foul of the game, and that is for Donovan West, team foul 6. Valley Falls has committed only 3 fouls in the second half. So for Valley Falls, it'll be free throw shooting for the balance of the game, and we've got 6 minutes to play. Cross-court pass will go over to the left side, trying to drive into the middle. Wearing number 13 tonight is going to be Carter Pickerel. The lob comes off on top, driving to the free throw line. The dish back over to the left side, down to the baseline. Buried it. What a shot there, Coleman. Didn't score at all in the game, but now has 5 here in the fourth. It is 39-32. And right now, it's a 15-0 run for Valley Falls. Ball moves to the other end of the court. We get a whistle. It's going to be a foul on... It's Jokic on John Frakes. 15-0 run right now for Valley. The free throw will break that. First shot is going to be up and good by Hudson Penny. Second one, no good. 39-33. And now they're going to say a lane violation. So Hudson Penny gets a bit of a reprieve. See if he takes advantage of it. He does. So he will get both of them. And it is 39-34. We're at 5.5 to go. That's a long way yet. Two possession game. And there was a travel. And the official says no. It's a lob down low, and it is going to be out of reach for Frakes. Back it'll come to Donovan West. Tried lobbing it down to him below the block, very near the baseline. As he stretched out the arm, it was just beyond him and out of play here toward the stage. 5:10 to go in the game. Mustangs back down the floor. We'll see if they've outlasted the cold streak. And here's the feed to the baseline, and the layup is going to miss again. Again, just mishandling the basketball a little bit. Some freshman mistakes by a freshman-heavy team. Now the ball stripped away from Zach Evans. It's going to go out of bounds to D. West. Again, Donovan West, so young. Brody Jeschke, not even on the court with four fouls. The only senior, no juniors. Two sophomores, six freshmen on this team. They come into the game tonight at 0-5, but putting up a great fight against the 3-1 at Valley Falls Club on the road tonight. 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game, and it's 39-34. Dragons in front. D. West will kick it down just outside the right block. No room in the middle for Penny. Pushes back off on top. Eberle. Cooper cuts to the right side. Goes across. Reverse layup. Can't get it. Rebounding it back down is Frakes, and Valley Falls taking it the other way. 4:15 to go in the game. Hayden Carney into the forecourt. Heels into center circle. He goes right and left, and now we'll kick it over to the left edge. Taken there by Zach, and now we got an offensive foul away from the basketball. Illegal screen set by Valley Falls, and Thayer Coleman will have his third foul. So Zach Evans and Thayer Coleman each with three for Valley Falls. That'll be team foul 5 for the Dragons. 4 minutes to play. Get past to the free throw line. Donovan West back up the floor with it. They've got it on the left side. Jeschke's back in the game, and now the ball's stolen. Here's Evans. Has it knocked away, and we're going to get a foul call. That was a lot of hustle getting down the court by Colter Peterson. The stage here, let's talk about that a little bit, is very close. I mean, it's 4-5 feet tops from the edge of the floor. First free throw is going to be good for Zach Evans. 24 points now. The problem with it is, unlike on the other end where there's a wall, but where this stage is, a second free throw is also good. There's no padding. So a player that runs, overruns the floor, finds himself with a pretty abrupt stop that hits him, just depending on how tall you are, above the knee, below the waist, you know, the femur. Makes for a hard collision. Hey, we're going to take a timeout of the court. 3:48 to go in the game. After hitting a couple of free throws by Zach Evans, it is now Valley Falls 41, Donovan West 34.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walsh at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Just a little bit over 3 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Valley Falls is currently on a 17-2 run over Donovan West. It has allowed them to take this 41-34 lead. Welcome back to Highland, Kansas, everybody, with Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch here courtside, and For Donovan West, it will be a comeback effort now. 3.5 minutes to go. They're down in the game by 7. The drive to the baseline. The shot is going to be up, and again, it's going to be two stop, and we're going to have a foul for the Dragons. Fisher's going to walk over, let us know that it will be the second of the game by John Frakes. It'll be team foul 6 for Valley Falls, and at the line, Michael Albers. He's got 8 points. He's not had a free throw opportunity yet tonight. And he'll knock that one right down. Michael Albers, another freshman for head coach Johnson. The gym gets pretty quiet. There's a second free throw. It's good. Donovan West has only 4 points in the fourth quarter. And are they going to take away that shot, the second one? They are. They're going to say no. There was a lane violation in the middle. So Albers will not get the bucket. It is 41-35. Here comes Valley Falls with 3:23 to go. They're up 2 possessions, up 6 points, 41-35. Way up top side is going to be Zach Evans. Zach dishes it to Hayden Kearney. Kearney lobs it back over to the left side. Got Coach Gatzmeyer right by his players, giving him a little offensive direction, and we're going to get Coach Gatzmeyer looking a little frustrated, taking a timeout here, wanting to get his guys to execute something particular. Joseph, let's take a break with 3:01 to play. It is the Dragons 41 and the Mustangs 35.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here is Valley Falls coming out of the timeout. We'll put the ball in play. Now the pass comes out on top. Nearly lost. Saved nicely. Dragons are going to control it. And back out on top, they're going to have it with Hayden Kearney. Kearney will swing it over to the left side. Carter feeds down to the baseline and is going to get away. Loose on the floor. Saved by D. West. Back up with it will come the Mustangs with 2:35 to go. D. West has just had no luck scoring here in the second half. And another shot from beneath the goal goes up. And we're going to have another foul by Valley Falls. Coming to the line, we've got Hudson. Free throw, no. Hudson Finney was 2 of 2 at the free throw line, scoring 2 of his team's 3 fourth quarter points. This one, no good either. And a rebound, Valley Falls. Donovan West, who just shot lights out in the first half. The second half has been so tough for them. With 2:20 to go in the game, Valley Falls has the basketball and a 6-point lead. Grant Meyer, John Frakes is back in. He's got 3 fouls now. Top side is going to be Hayden Kearney. Kearney will dribble it out toward the top. Where's the 2-minute mark? Hayden Kearney doing a little ball handling exhibition, working in front of Kohler Peterson. They'll get between the circles with it again, getting it there to Pickerel. Now Valley Falls is really wanting to put some ice on this, slowing it down with a minute 45 to go. The drive to the right by Kearney. Back out, it'll come to Evans. Now to Kearney again, near the center circle. Minute and a half to go. Cross court it goes. The pass is slapped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll be off Donovan West. We've got a timeout. Yeah. Donovan West going to take one. Let's do it, Joseph. We've got a minute and a half to play. It's Valley Falls, 41, Donovan West, 35.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
In the second half, Valley Falls has outscored at Donovan West. What do you got here? 22-7? Yeah. 22-7 in the second half. In the fourth quarter, they have outscored, Valley Falls has outscored Donovan West, what have we got? 9-3. It will be Dragon basketball, and they will drive into the middle. We're going to very quickly have a D. West foul. The third of the game will be credited to Hudson Penny. Three for Hudson, and is that his team foul? Eight. Dragons are going to come back to the free throw line, and they're going to bring up their best. Zach Evans, 25 points tonight for Evans. He'll be here for the one and one. Zach has been good, and that free throw does not go in. Coming up with the basketball, Donovan West and Everly will come up with a rebound and bring it into the forecourt, kicking it over to Kohler Peterson. A minute 20 to go in the game. Now, Valley Falls needs to play some good defense, and Donovan West does not have to be in a huge hurry. The ball is just going to be knocked away and lost out of bounds. Coach Gatzmeyer is trying to convince the officials that it should go to the Dragons, but it will not. It will go to D. West at their baseline. Minute 15 to go. Skip pass will come into the right side. For Donovan West, more important than hurrying is being successful at getting a bucket on this possession. They haven't had a field goal in the fourth quarter. Here's a two-point shot. There it is. Good for two. And Michael Albers at 11 points, and we're going to get another D. West timeout. Joseph, it'll be interesting to see how Donovan West plays this with 1 minute to go in the ballgame and the score. Valley Falls 41, Donovan West Mustangs 37.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Valley Falls in front. Dragons looking for their fourth win of the season. Donovan County looking for their first. It will be Mustang basketball down to the baseline. The official, or no, Valley Falls basketball at the baseline. The official indicating that they have the ability to run the baseline. Now it's a baseball pass that hits the volleyball standards. It's going to go back the other way. So a break for Valley Falls. We'll see if they can take advantage of it. It'll be Mustangs putting it into play at the baseline. Penny looks to bring it in. Kicks it in on the right side. Driving in, pushing his way. No room. Back out on top. It'll come to Eberle. He will cut to the baseline. Kick it across to the left. The drive into the middle. In a lot of traffic. Now, Valley Falls is going to reach in, tie it up. Possession arrow. Back again to Donovan West, but the clock tick-tock, 47 seconds to go. Putting in a play for Donovan West will be, again, Hudson Penny. Brings it into Eberle. He'll go baseline, feeds underneath. The quick hook shot is up and missing. And a rebound. Oh, an elbow thrown. And there's the offensive foul. Making sure that Brody Jeske is okay. He played close defense And John Brakes, trying to clear out a little bit, picks up his fourth foul. Back going to come again to Donovan West. Inbound, pass out on top, and we're going to have a foul, I think, on Zach. Valley Falls playing an aggressive style of basketball. Evans will have his four. So for Valley Falls, John Brakes, four fouls. Zach Evans, four fouls. For Donovan West, Brody Jeske, four fouls, and three each on Penny and Eberle. 36 seconds to go, and Donovan West coming to the free throw line. It is Coulter Peterson. Well, it got quiet in here, and the first one's good. Coulter is now 4 of 5 at the free throw line with 9 points. That is his first point in the second half. He had 8 at halftime, did not score in the third quarter, and gets that one here in the fourth. One more shot. Looks good. Rims all the way around. No good. Rebound. Jump ball. This time possession to Valley. 34 seconds to play, but it is now a one-possession game, 41-38. Full court pressure applied, and it'll be brought in easily to Evans. And up the floor, we're going to get contact and a foul. That's going to put Hayden Carney on the free throw line for Valley Falls. Hayden Carney is a sophomore. He's got 4 points tonight. He is 0 for 1 at the free throw line. That is team foul 9, so it is a 1 and 1. Coach Gatzmeyer is going to make a switch, bringing Grant Meyer in and taking John Frakes out. Front half of the 1-1 is no good. Rebound, D-West. They've got the basketball trailing it by 3. So do you go for 2? You're trying to draw a foul with it. Do you go for 3 for the tie? They're taking a lot of time, so it's not like they're looking for a second possession. Here, Valley Falls, why do you not foul right here? Here's a spinning move. The shot from underneath is up and no good. 10 seconds left. Valley coming up with the basketball, and there's going to be a foul in the backcourt. See, now Gus would have been fighting right there. You lead by 3 with seconds left to go in the game, and we'd have been calling for a foul by the defense, but that's not what they did. Zach Evans coming to the line. He missed the front half a little bit ago. This one is not going to go in. So Zach, who has missed much of nothing all night, I mean, pretty much whatever he's put in the air has been good. He's been phenomenal this evening. This second one, he won't get that one either. Here comes Valley Falls, or here comes Donovan West with a shot. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. The shot at the buzzer for the tie is short. Final score tonight, Valley Falls 41, Donovan West 38. And we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison. Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of the 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in a checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all they have to offer at Union State Bank of Atchison. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB to discuss which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Hey, an incredible finish to a really exciting ball game here tonight, but Donovan West with an opportunity. Couldn't hit the last shot. Valley Falls was able to come from behind with a tremendous second half and win it tonight, 41-38. Recapping the scoring for you. For Donovan West, 11. For Michael Albers, 9 apiece. For Cooper Eberle and Coulter Peterson, 7-9 for Hudson Penny and 2 for Brody Jeschke. For Valley Falls, there's no question that your Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight with 25 points. Zach Evans, what a night for Zach. Following him, it drops pretty dramatically to Thayer Coleman with 5. 4 apiece for Hayden Kearney and Carter Pickerel and 3 tonight for John Frakes. Big deal in the ball game was in the second half from about 6.5 minutes in the third quarter into, 3 minutes or so into the fourth quarter. Valley Falls went on a first of 15-0 and then a 17-2 run. That's what it turned into being. But a 17-2 run by Valley Falls allowed them to retake the lead and put together a lead that Donovan West could never overcome, even though down by 3, they had a chance at the last shot that did not fall. Opening game this evening, it was Donovan West coming out on top 47-22 over Valley Falls. Back of Atchison player of the game in that one, Avery Weathersby with 15 for Donovan West. And again, in the nightcap, it was Valley Falls coming from behind to knock off D. West. Valley Falls going to 4-1. Donovan West is now 0-6. And Zach Evans, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Tomorrow night, Joseph, I say we've got enough energy for one more game this semester. What do you say? We're going to run out to Effingham. It'll be NEKL basketball, ACCHS hosting Horton. Join us for the ladies and the guys game tomorrow night in Effingham. Thanks for having joined us this evening. Till we greet you next time for Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio. Can't say enough about the great stuff he's doing. I still think I hear the jingle bells behind you, Joseph. Tom Katz here in Highland, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.